You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
Are you there, Andrew? How's it going?
Oh, very good, Joel.
Great. So we're joined on air right now by National Party's Andrew Bailey, who is covering for Jamie Lee Ross. So today we're going to talk about Labour's recently announced family package. So this week, Labour announced their family package, which eliminates the tax cuts proposed by National and will invest $900 million a year saved from reducing the tax cuts and putting it into reducing inequality, which Labour claims will be better off for 70% of families than National package. This obviously shows that Labour doesn't support tax cuts as much as National. Why do you think tax cuts will help low-income families instead of using that money to invest more in programs, welfare programs that will help the families?
So, Joel, the thing about tax cuts is that everyone benefits from them. So from the two tax cuts that we propose meant that anyone earning up to $14,000, they would only pay a tax rate of 10.5%. Now, what we've done is push that out to 22,000. That means anyone earning any money in New Zealand will pay the lower rate of tax up to 22,000. And in terms of the next band, we've increased that from 48 to 52,000. So it just means if you work, which of course everyone wants people working in New Zealand, if you work, you get the direct benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. So our research suggests that National's tax cuts would lead to the top 10% of earners saving $400 million a year, which is as much as the bottom 60% combined. And with as many as 295,000 children living in poverty and with homelessness on the rise, with over 1 in 100 New Zealanders homeless, wouldn't it be better to focus on helping out the poor in this dire state rather than giving that money to the rich though?
What we're trying to do is actually benefit everyone, but particularly vulnerable families. And so if you are working, you will directly benefit from that. So that's the centrepiece of the tax reform around income tax. We've also made, as you know, quite significant changes around the working per family and the accommodation supplements. And those both will help those vulnerable families in terms of that, in terms of providing them with greater financial support. But I think you've got to look at what we've done. We've got a pretty simple approach to it. New Zealand has a tax system that's the envy of the world in terms of its simplicity. And so that's centered around four rates of personal tax rates, and then we've got the accommodation supplement, and then we've got the working for families. What people don't understand, I'm sure your listeners won't understand, is the working for families package is a very complicated package. It's not a high-level thing you can just talk about easily. What we've tried to do is simplify it, but at the same time increase rates and payments to those vulnerable families where necessary.
Yes, so National has raised their working for families welfare payments under their proposed scheme, but Labour is raising the income eligibility threshold from an income of $35,000 to $42,000, which makes the scheme more accessible to an estimated 30,000 family, which shows more can be done to help those in need instead of just giving $400 million a year to the top 10% of earners. Don't you think that shows that more can be done?
Yeah, but I think you're only giving one side of the story, Joel. You've got to take it in totality. So certainly we've increased the working for family package. We've also increased the accommodation supplements. But at the same time, we've given people a decrease in tax that they'll effectively pay on the income. So when you've got to look at the whole package. You can't just slice parts off and say, well, that's more generous or that's less so. Overall, you've got to look at the package and say, what does that end up with? And we've ended up with, we want to try and get a simpler system, and we also want to make sure that when people work, that they get a full benefit of that. And at the moment, we've got the highest number of New Zealanders at work. And so for all those 67% of people in New Zealand who work now between the working age of 18 through to 65, they will directly benefit from that. But at the same time, we're very conscious about vulnerable families, and that's why there's been some specific changes to improve their financial position.
Sure. So you did mention that that Labor's policy was slightly more complicated than just reducing tax, and the Child Poverty Action Group did actually claim that the package was quite complicated as well, which was disputed by Jacinda Ardern. But they also admitted that it was more generous than National's policy. So surely a complicated plan is better than a less helpful plan.
Yeah, what won't know about is the difficulty in terms of calculating this. This is really, really complicated. In fact, where Labor have gone to, they've introduced a number of new elements to their package on an already very complicated working for families package. So they reinstated an independent earners tax credit, they've introduced a Best Start payment, they've dealt with abatement thresholds. Now, most people wouldn't know what all that meant, and it's very complicated to actually work out. And for many people, they find it difficult. I have people coming into my office, my electoral office, asking about their tax position because they find it difficult to understand it. So what we're trying to do is make this system much clearer so that people are fully aware of what they're entitled to and get paid for that. And that's been a central core of what some of these changes are about, is simplifying the tax system so everyone can understand it, but at the same time looking after the vulnerable families.
But raising the amount of money that people in the top 10% of tax earners would receive, so $400 million a year, is not necessarily helping the lower income families, is it?
So this is what people don't understand. For the lower income families, if you're a family on 50 odd thousand with three children, with the working for families, it effectively means that whilst you will be paying tax on your income, by the time you take into account the tax changes and the working for family package, most families don't pay any tax until they get to the wage of roughly about 70,000, 75,000. Because all the tax is taken from the income, it's reimbursed through the working for families. The top 7% of earners in New Zealand basically pay about 35% of all New Zealand's tax. And so most of the tax in New Zealand actually gets generated by those top earners, and also from GST and company tax. So what we're dealing with here is that for the more vulnerable families and people who are not earning the median wage, they're in a situation where basically they are well supported financially. And so to keep saying that the top percentage is going to get a huge tax benefit from that, from this tax change, is actually wrong, because at the moment they're paying a large slice of the tax anyway.
Sure, they are paying a large slice, but by reducing the amount of tax that they pay is not going to help the lower income families, is it?
Well, I think you've got to look at different groups. You know, with the vulnerable families, everyone's very conscious, and National's been very conscious. Most people forget that in last year's budget, if I said to you what we put up last year and spend most of our spare cash on in last year's budget, I'm not sure you'd be able to answer the question. But last year we spent $880 million on increasing the benefits for people by $25 per week. It was the first real increase in benefits in 45 years. So last year's budget was all about people on benefits, and that was nearly $1 billion. This year we've got a $2 billion package, which is about further helping those vulnerable families. Together, it's a $3 billion package in terms of making sure that our vulnerable people are well looked after and have increasing financial security. So I think you've just got to look in that context. At the same time, we're trying to grow the economy and give people an incentive to work. And it means for all those large number of New Zealanders who are working, they get a direct benefit because their tax has gone down, their income tax has gone down.
Sure, but 70% more families will be better off under Labor's plan, which does not cut taxes for the top 10%.
Yeah, I don't know whether that figure's right or wrong, Joel, because what I do know is under National's budget that we put forward just recently, 1.3 million families will be better off. And those are principally the vulnerable families, Also, we've got 41,000 students who are going to be better off because they've got a high amount of accommodation supplement. They're each going to get $20 per week. And 750,000 super meritants are going to benefit because they're going to be paying lower tax and they've got the other associated tax changes that will as part of the package. So there's a huge number of New Zealanders who will be better off, and that's the way it should be. What we're trying to do is start to distribute the benefits of a growing economy.
Cool. Sweet. Thank you so much, Andrew Bailey, for coming on air today. That's all the time we have today. I hope you have a wonderful day, though.
Thank you very much, John. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.